Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gaumond, and welcome to the Friday show. I saw all perky, but I've been busy today. Had a good day. What about you guys? Have you had a good day? Having fun? I think I raised the topic yesterday. I have some callers, and I'll be with you guys in a minute. Let me set up the show. It looks like I have, two people or one person, and I'll try them both in a minute. I raised the topic yesterday and about relationships and all this sort of thing that in relationships, but it's not just women, but it's men also, that we sometimes crave drama, and that when things get boring, we crave something exciting, drama in our lives. And I have an article on that. And I'm going to talk about drama versus laughter. And I think the healing aspect of laughter versus sometimes drama can be less than healing, can cause its own conflicts. I was using the example, I read an example of a lady yesterday who, the writer of the article, and I'll take your calls in a minute, basically worked at a restaurant, was a waiter, server. Somebody came in one time, a regular, and said, "Oh, I'm pregnant." And she wasn't really excited about being pregnant. She goes, "I don't know if I really want to do this." And then she got to explain her story about her husband. And he was a nice guy. He had a great job. He provided for her. He was generous. He did this. He did that. You know, it's like the perfect guy. Handsome, all this stuff that you would expect. But since he worked so much, he came home and he just kind of crashed. You know, just kind of watched in front of the television. And her life became boring. So when life gets to be boring, sometimes we create drama in our lives. In this article I was going to talk to you about was this idea of why we do it and where does it come from, and we need drama. You know, it was the whole thing is that men and women crave drama a little differently. Women will watch soap operas, movies, you know, and drama does something for our emotions, and I'll talk about that. It does something for our emotions. It's a way of releasing emotions that we're carrying around with us. So let me take a couple calls. And when I say I've talked to spirit, I'm talking to your ancestors, your family members, your grandmother, your grandfather, those in the non-physical world who are basically, you know, sometimes you could say that they're your guides, because that's what a lot of times the role they fulfill in your lives. They're not. They're just kind of watching you and communicating with you, and at some level, and giving you guidance. Okay, so I'm going to do it in order. These two calls came in at the same moment. It might be the same person. I don't know. Let me see. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Tasia.
Tasia.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on with Tasia? What do you think about drama?
I think that...
Not drama in movies, drama, but that we create drama.
Well, I do think that we do create drama. We might not think that we like it, but we just do it because we don't have anything better to do, and we just want to feel some energy movement in one way or another.
We're bored. It kind of puts excitement into our lives, you know. And yeah, okay. So what's going on with you today?
I was just wondering what you see for me, because next month I am going to be moving with my boyfriend to California because he's going to be finishing up his PhD there. And we met in February, so it's still a pretty new relationship, and I was just wondering what you feel from it.
Okay, well, you know, as I said, I talk to, I get your ancestors, your grandmothers, grandfathers. So let's see who has something for you, because they're watching you. More than just a spirit guide, psychic kind of thing, you know, not reading what they call Akashic records or anything. Okay. Mother's side of the family goes back, and it's a female energy. So it'd be like a grandmother, great grandmother, something like that. Okay. Yeah. It's in that lineage on your mother's side of the family. So what does she have to say to you about your, you know what? This is really interesting, and I've never kind of got it this way. It's part of your life plan. It's part of your life purpose to experience this. It's like what you created for your life. It's what you put into your life plan to happen for you. There's a reason for him, okay? So he's part of your life for a long time. That's what I get, a long time. Now, I'm not trying to say it's marriage or any particular thing, but he's going to be in your life for a long time. It's part something you created in his life to be in your life, because he does push your buttons. He doesn't he? He pushes your buttons.
Yeah, he does.
But you need that. See, it's the drama part of it. See, that's why we're attracted to some people, because they do that, because they create drama, and we like that. Back to the drama thing again. Okay?
Okay, that's awesome.
Some women are attracted to bad boys because they create drama and they make their lives more exciting, right? You never know what's going to happen. It's the unexpected. So if I was you, I would enjoy it, because it's the unexpected that's going to happen. It's the thrill of victory and the thrill of this and the thrill of that. He's going to bring a lot of that into your life. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's a good thing, though. Because you get bored easily, dear.
Yeah, I do.
So you need that in your life. That's why he's in your life. That's what your family members are saying. He's in your life because he does this for you. Okay?
Plus,
he pushes you intellectually, too.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Well, you're in a good place. Don't worry about the outcome of all this. It's going to work out.
Okay, thank you so much.
And you need to appreciate the differences between you and him, okay?
Yeah, I agree on that one, too.
Okay, take care. Enjoy it. It's good for you.
You too.
Bye now.
Thank you so much. Bye.
See, drama. And that was the whole article I was reading yesterday, and it was – well, I watched this video, and it was kind of funny because it was about these young men – well, they're in their 30s – saying how to attract women in your life, and you create drama because women like drama. And I didn't read the whole thing, but that kind of me kicked into this idea of drama and why we want drama. But I'm also thinking humor. So I got another call, very same area code. Wow, that's weird. Two people in the same area code. You've been holding for a while. Hello.
Hi there. Hello, thank you so much for taking my call today, George.
And whom am I speaking to?
My name's Wendy.
Wendy. You see,
yeah,
you have such a different energy than the last. It's amazing to me the different energies that people. Okay, so what's going on with Wendy?
Hopefully this is a good thing.
What do you think about drama in your life, that sometimes it's a good thing?
I definitely agree that people, you know, they may fear change, but sometimes change, you know, is also what brings us to something new and helps us expand and evolve. And yeah, I mean, I'm older, so drama is not, I'm not into soap operas or too much drama, but I definitely get bored easy, and I do like change. And
yeah, you like something
to stimulate. Exactly.
You know, men have a different kind of drama in their lives. We like a different kind of drama. We like the bottom of the ninth, two outs, runner on second, home team's up to bat. We love that kind of drama. It's, you get 30 seconds left in a basketball game, and you're 3 points behind. We love that kind of drama. That's the kind of stuff we get fed off of. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's a different drama, but it's still, we love that emotion, because we love emotions. All humans love emotions.
Sure.
Because we're emotional
Absolutely.
Beings. So what's going on with you today?
Well, I relocated from Colorado to Florida about
That's
not even
difference.
2 years ago. About yeah,
That's a, big
a huge difference. And now I'm here, and I came out here with my daughter, and then my son came back from Europe and joined us, and so I do have an older son that's stable, married, and have a grandson in Colorado, so I have family there, but. My daughter is now leaving, and so I'll be with just my son, and kind of hoping to be that empty nester. But I was thinking that I would be here for a while, but now with the daughter leaving, and I was laid off on on Monday of last week or of this week.
Oh, talk
and
about
so
drama.
That's created some drama and opportunity. I'm sure some opportunity at the same time, but it's a little unsettling, and you know, and so part of me is you know, looking for that security, obviously, and thinking, well, I could go back to Colorado, but there was definitely boredom setting in there, and I thought this was opportunity for change, but it's definitely created some unsettledness, and just wondering what if you might be able to shed some light or what you see in that regard.
We'll go back to what I do, and as I try to connect with it's a father figure. It's on your father's side of the family. I don't know if it's your father or grandfather, but one of these guys is around there, around you, okay? So it's
okay.
A father figure. He's a father figure. He really is a father figure. And the energy I get is that your family in the non-physical world has been pushing you forward to be where you're at.
Okay.
They've been pushing you forward to be where you're at, and they want you to be settled there. Because, I'll give you this now, you can say I'm crazy for hearing this for you, but I hear that miracles are about to happen. Miracles are about to happen for you. Okay?
Okay.
That will prolong your living there.
Okay.
Because you really, for some reason, the energy is good for you. Maybe it's the sun, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, but it's something about the energy that's good for you, right?
Yeah, it's been feeling really, really good here, so it felt shocking to lose my job, but at the same time, I know that sometimes that pushes us to do something that perhaps we wouldn't have done because we get into this complacent, comfortable space, go ahead.
Yeah, it feels like, what was I going to say? It feels like you need the push. You need the push sometimes, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, Colorado wasn't, it just, was there a certain level of loneliness in Colorado? Isolation?
Well, I'm kind of a loner and have been close to my family and been divorced for 19 years. So mostly my family has been my friends. And I started to meet a group of, you know, spiritually like-minded people there, but I was just seeing the same people over and over again, you know, week after week doing the same things. And it was, you know, really repetitive and redundant. And I was really over with it.
Okay. So
and
it's
I
new
do
feel like it's I new
thrive.
Opportunity.
Yeah. I feel like I thrive the energy here.
Yeah. It's going to, and as I'm going to go back to what I said, there's miracles about to happen for you. New opportunities.
Okay.
Because awesome. That's what you're seeking. It's a law of attraction. You've been putting it out there already. You want change. You want new. You want something exciting, right?
Right.
So it'll happen. You're in sync with this, with these changes. Okay. You're in sync.
Okay.
You're in the flow. You're in the flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The frustration has not gotten you out of the flow.
No, I mean, I still feel really confident. I still feel like I'm trusting. And as you say, I feel like I'm in that flow, but there's still, you know, in the back of my mind, there's still that, you know, childhood
but
programming to go get another job and, you know, some uncertainty, et cetera.
What I hear for you is get out there and help other people a little bit. Get out in the community a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
And by volunteering or doing whatever you can do to be helpful, it'll get past that, oh, what am I going to do next? Oh, my, what's going to happen? It keeps your mind out of there. Okay?
Right.
Because you'll get it. It's going to come soon. Okay?
Very good.
Yeah, by the end of summer, you're going to be busier than you can imagine. What do you want to do with your life? What's your purpose right now?
I'm very spiritually minded. So, I mean, beyond hoping to also find a partner, I mean, I feel like my life purpose is waking people up, consciousness, and expanding their, transforming them with, I've been doing energy work since 1994 in a like healing capacity, but it has, I called myself a spiritual midwife because typically they would go through a kundalini or an awakening experience after sessions with me, and so that felt like, you know, that's my purpose, you know, and
right.
I'd like to be speaking and doing more of that.
Well, then just start visualizing that more, so.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Okay, you do
right,
it.
Well,
visualize them. You're welcome. Okay, take care.
All right.
Bye.
All right, thanks, George. Have a good
Bye.
Day.
Yeah, life purpose. See, another person, we create drama in our lives, and sometimes we create the drama. And I'll give you from a law of attraction perspective, and this, I've got a couple other callers, and I'll be with you in a minute. I got a 504 and a 860 and a 631, right? Another perspective on drama in our lives, because drama, really what it does is shows us contrast. The law of attraction teachings are about contrast, that we see contrast. We see something we don't want, so we move towards what we do want. So if we have that drama that's showing us, oh, I don't like that. You know, even like we're watching a movie, you're going, oh, I don't want to watch. Oh, I don't like that. He shouldn't be with her. You know, things we don't want. But then we move towards what we do want. And sometimes we just do that for other people, which is not necessarily a good thing to do. But in our own lives, we create drama. Drama happens in our lives so that we can see contrast, so we can move towards what we do want. Now, here's the hook on that one. And I get a call or two, and I'll be with you in a minute. That 504 you've been holding a while. Is once you start to move, you got to move out of the drama. You got to move away from the drama. Because if you stay in the drama, stay in the contrast, stay in what you don't want, talk about constantly talking about that, once you start to move towards what you do want, you just repeat what you don't want. Does that make sense at all? You just start repeating what you don't want. If you stay in the drama too long, and if you start to move towards and start to visualize what you do want, you know, I don't like this over here, but I like this over here, you can't go back to what you don't want and the drama part of it, because you just replicate that. I know many callers I used to get and all the time that say, well, how come I'm meeting these men and they're just like the last man I met? Well, you've stayed in that drama too long. You didn't move into what you do want in a person. You kept going back to, well, he did this and he did that, and wow, I got another one just like it. How fun is that, huh? Okay, let me take a couple calls. So that's where drama can kind of kick us in the butt. Hello.
Hi, it's Mary Lou. Hi. How are you?
Fine. How is Mary Lou?
I think you just reminded me of something I needed to know, you know, that contrast the seeing what you don't want over and over and over again to show you what you should be going for.
Right. Well, that's where you get stuck in drama.
Because you start talking about it
and talking about all your friends, and this guy did this and this guy did that and he did this and he did that. And then all of a sudden you get a new one just like it.
No, I don't want to order one of those.
Don't talk about it then. Visualize what you do want. Start thinking about what you do want instead of what you don't want. So what's going on with Mary Lou? What's the question? Or did you have a question? Or you just kind of like wanted to talk about the exes?
No, I don't want to talk about them at all.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Some people do. Some people love to go in there and sit in, you know, their friends and, oh, he was so horrible. And, you know, my boss was such a bad boss and I hated my boss. And guess what? You get a new one just like it.
I think I'm less of a talker than I am a listener. So, you know, I'd love a message from Spirit, but I would hate to ask a detailed question, because Spirit gives you what you need without having to lay it all out on the table.
That's true.
You know? So that's just the way I am.
Good for you. Let's see who I get for you. Let's see. It's on your mother's side of the family. Okay, I talk to dead people. I didn't emphasize that, but that's mainly where I've been getting messages lately, and it's really, I like this part of it. Mother's side of the family, ooh, feels like an aunt. Going back a ways, it's an aunt. It's not a grandmother. Okay?
Okay.
It's somebody like that. A very feisty woman. I don't even know if you knew this woman. She's very feisty.
Okay.
Okay, and what is she saying that you need to be doing now in your life? I don't know what this means. I really don't. It's something about, because I get this once in a while, it's about grabbing the brass ring. Life's going around and around. It's time for your turn to grab the brass ring. It's your turn to grab and seek something that you really want to be doing, and don't pass it by this time. Don't let it pass by again. What are you missing? What are you not doing that you're letting pass by you?
You know, I'm doing everything in my physical being to manifest some big projects. And
okay.
Doors are not opening.
Well, they will.
And I am getting worn down. Yeah, and I think it's probably bothering me today. There? Oh, did the call just drop?
Hello?
Lesson learned, Michael. Lesson learned. This is Louise's lobster.
And the water, the tentacles look so awesome. The colors are very vibrant. They pop to your eyes. But I'm actually very disappointed. The back fin was up. And I'm scared that the airbrush lines aren't clean.
This is Allison's mythological fish. I'm watching the video, and I can see that the details that I was worried were going to be washed out are actually popping. I'm feeling so much better about my piece. My creature wasn't meant to be beautiful and graceful, so I had her doing a little bit more creepy stuff. I put enough layers of sealant on my model, and my finger-painted dots are holding up. I'm already feeling better. This is Tiffany's mermaid.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I don't know what happened. Oh, something really weird. My headset just went. So I'm on a different, I'm trying a little, can you hear me? Okay, so who am I speaking to?
This is Suzanne.
Suzanne, I don't know what happened to my thing, and it's just kind of really weird on me. So we'll try it this way, see if you can hear, okay?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, so what's going on, Suzanne?
I just wanted to see what you saw with my love life. I'm trying to change things up and do things differently, and I just want to see if you see somebody coming in.
Let me see who's doing something for you in the future, okay? Love life. The month I get for you, and I'm going to give you a month, and that's probably my best way of doing this for you, is it feels like the month of August. Mm-hmm. August is a good month for you, okay?
Okay. Why not now or July?
Well, when I say August, it usually, when spirit's usually talking about that, whoever it's talking to, they're usually saying that by August that you'll connect with somebody and you will be starting a relationship. Doesn't mean that you won't meet them next week, but I don't think next week. It feels more like July. Okay?
I'm supposed to go like on a blind date next weekend.
You've been waiting for a while, dear.
What?
You have been waiting for a while.
Yeah, I have. I'm supposed to be going on a blind date next weekend.
Yeah, so don't, and it takes time for something to develop, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so I wouldn't worry. It's going to happen, okay? Don't say, well, he says August, and no, I shouldn't go on this date. The date will work out for you, okay?
All right. Do you see me getting a job for the summer?
A job? Now we're talking a whole different thing, right?
Yeah, well, I have one, but it schools up pretty soon, so I don't have a job for the summer yet.
Okay. I hear at least part-time, at least part-time. Okay?
Yeah, I didn't. Do I have to apply for this yet, or is it one that I applied to already?
Something that's in the stream or in the flow is how I hear it. Something that's already in the flow. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you. And I hope I hear soon.
Yes. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Well, that's weird. My sound thing just went strange today. I don't have to look at it later. But as long as I can hear you. So let me go back to where we were talking. Hello, are you still there?
I sure am.
Yeah, something weird happened to my system here. I bumped something or something and everything went wacky. Isn't that weird?
No, I think that's BTR. I heard sounds from other shows coming through or something. And
well,
it's going
through the wrong speakers, which is really strange here for me. It's going through a whole different set of speakers, which it's not supposed to do. So, okay, so let's go back to your problem, what your situation, right?
Okay.
Where do we leave off at?
The message was from a feisty woman I may not have ever met, saying I need to grab the brass ring and see what
has been happening. Oh, yeah, we're back to the brass ring thing, and I still see it coming your way. It's coming your way. And it's usually what they're saying is that something is coming your way and you need to grab onto it when you see it and don't let it go by because it's coming soon. It's like you're going around on the merry-go-round and it's going to come up to you really soon. Okay?
Okay.
It's there.
All right.
It's soon. Okay.
All right.
Let me give you one more thing on that because what I'm hearing is that June is a transitional month for you. Okay?
Okay.
So something really good is going to happen in June for you, okay?
All right.
But don't miss it. Don't miss it.
I hope not.
But you won't, okay?
All
Take
right.
Care.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye now. That's weird. Okay, let me try another call, and let me see if I can get this thing to work the way it's supposed to work. It's not working the way it's supposed to work. I don't know why. And I don't know why it's not working the way I want it to work. I don't know. Can you hear me now? Okay, let me try this. Hello?
Hi, George.
Hi. Whoa, that's better. Whoa, I'm back to... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back to normal again. I don't know what happened. Something strange.
That's a disappearing act.
I know. Like, it's a cosmic... the cosmic thing. Now you're way too loud. Okay, let me turn this down and hopefully I don't lose you. Okay, so what's going on?
Calling about my daughter has a new boyfriend. You know, there was a lot of drama with her old boyfriend. And his name is Maheep. So it's Melissa and Maheep. And I just want any insight around it.
Ah, Maheep. Well, okay, so what's the concern? Your energy's all off on this. What's the problem?
No troubling. I just want... Well, because it's going so good, maybe that's why.
Well, stop that. You got to stop creating drama around it. The show's about drama, right? You got to start creating...
Yeah, I don't want drama. I just want to make sure that it is what it seems to be.
But, dear, slow down. Because it's fine. It's good. It's okay. You know, it's going to unfold the way it needs to unfold. That's what I get. It's good. But... By creating drama around it, you're putting fear in it, right? Like, oh, something might happen, it's going to harm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what could happen next? I don't know, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, let that
Maybe
go.
Maybe that is it.
Just trust that this will unfold in a natural way that it's supposed to go.
Okay.
And that love will take over.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay?
Yeah. It seems to be true love, which is... really nice, and
well,
I'm very happy for her. What's that?
Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. It will be okay.
Okay. I have another
question. Go ahead.
Although my father, he's been in and out of the hospital. He's not doing well at all. I think he's had some mini strokes.
Yeah, okay.
I think the last one was a little bit more.
What's his first name?
Nathan.
Nathan. So what do you want to know about Nathan?
Is he going to be all right? Is he? Well, I mean, he's almost 90, so it's kind of a silly question.
Okay, I just give you the exact words I hear, and it's probably from his father, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's not ready for his transition.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
saying it's for, I'm not saying he's going to live another 20 years. That would be amazing, right? But he's not
yeah.
ready for his transition.
So he's stalling.
And he will know when it's time. He will know when it's time. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, got it?
Got
yeah,
it.
So it's an ongoing, wow, you know, it feels like a roller coaster.
Yeah, because
he's
always feared dying, like big time.
Yeah, but see, I'll give you this, and this is I'm not sure this is comforting at all, but they are whispering to him to come over. His father is whispering to him, it's time, but he's not ready for the transition. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, more than you know, because he liked life so much, and he didn't want to die.
But the whispering is going to encourage him that it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
We've kind of let him know, you know, that we respect whatever decision he makes.
Yeah. Right. And from the other side, the non-physical world, his father and his mother, I guess, too, they're saying to him, okay, don't worry. It's going to be over. It's going to be okay when you come over. We're here for you. Just relax into it. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Bless
okay,
you,
got it?
Thank
yeah,
you.
But he's
mm-hmm.
just not ready. He's just not ready.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know that.
But he's being whispered to, and I keep getting that expression, he's being whispered to, like, it's going to be okay. When you're ready, we'll be here for you. Okay?
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So what was I talking about? I keep coming back to this thing about drama. But, see, that's like, all this stuff is drama in our lives, right? Now, I'm not saying it's bad or good. It just is what it is, right? It is what it is. And we go through this stuff, and we get through it, and we like it. Let me read a couple articles. I have no more callers right now. Oh, anybody else want to? Yeah. And I wanted to get into a little bit of humor, why humor is necessary, because I wanted to flip from drama to humor. Okay, so this is an article from Bored Inside, the blog about being bored, why people love drama. Okay, people love drama, whether it's in their lives or just watching it. Drama is one of those aspects that has really merged well with our existence. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. People like drama just as they're drawn to car crashes, fights, and grand twists. Yeah. People have been hearing fantastic stories since time began. The interesting thing is they think life is supposed to be like the stories and go on to discover their dramatic moments. That's that contrast we see in stories, right? We are story-making machines. As soon as we see a few facts, we make a story out of it. Ooh, we create drama. Everything we find important fits the form of a story, and that story stars our individual selves, news stories, historical stories, mythological stories, biological stories, biographical stories, not biological. Okay? So we always love stories. Isn't that interesting? Okay, so this is not the main article I wanted to get into, but it really is. This has gone back through history. You know, like people sitting around the campfire. Okay, we like to sit around the campfire, and we like to tell ghost stories. And that's a little drama. You get all excited. You like that stimulation. So, you know, back to the whole thing about relationships and stuff is that people love drama because it perks their interest. It gets them excited. It gets them moving. You know, if it's boring in a relationship, or even somebody, you meet somebody and they seem really nice and they're okay, but they're a bit boring, you want a little drama with that person. You want a little bit of excitement. You want a little bit of a story with that, don't you? I mean, don't you agree with me on that? You want something. You want something that kind of gets you going. You're thinking about it, locking into something. So, you know, when you're meeting somebody, do they have a, that's why women like bad boys. Because there's some drama there. They get to get hooked in on the drama. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing, because abusive people are not necessarily the people you really want to be around. Right? But we do like that excitement, that emotion. It's a triggering of emotion, right? It's a triggering of emotion. And we are emotional beings. We like our emotions triggered. And if somebody isn't going to trigger an emotion, now, I was thinking about that earlier, and it's triggering emotions, wouldn't be the emotion of laughter, humor, joy be a better emotion? Well, let me get into another article about drama. We'll kind of finish the drama. I got a few more minutes. Anybody else want to call back in or call in on this whole thing? Okay. Oh, where was it? Where are you? Okay, this is Allison Fallon, and I don't know Allison, but it was an interesting article, and it's from her blog. Oh, okay, she's a writer. Well, yeah, but I thought the story was good, and you can believe it or not believe it, but I thought her little take on drama was really interesting. The human spirit thrives on drama. Have you ever noticed this? It's counterintuitive in a way, because we all say things like, I hate drama, or just don't need that kind of drama in my life. But we also line up to see movies where there's a captain of a cargo ship that has to fend off pirates, or a young person is faced with a grim choice and steps in heroically, to save her younger sister. If this isn't drama, I don't know what is. Okay, so, wow. So, like I said, we don't just enjoy drama, we thrive on it. Now, that seems so, like, you ever been on dating sites? And you see people write, no drama, or write on a dating site, or write to somebody, I don't want any drama. Yeah, you're kind of, I don't know about that one, you know. At some level, you like it. Okay, so we function the best in the midst of dramatic situations. This is an interesting thought. When the Twin Towers were attacked in New York City and the skyline crumbled within matters of hours, we witnessed the best of human soul emerged. In the middle of the worst possible conditions, strangers offered up money, prayers, and anything else they had to help. An off-duty firefighter abandoned his vehicle and raced across town in full gear to rescue any survivors. So that kind, you know, you don't think of it as, but it's a form of drama. It's a dramatic situation. It adds to it. It's okay. So we as a human, we really do like drama. No competition, no jealousy, no comparison, no judgment, just an unbiased willingness to get to work and do something awesome. Okay, that's drama, because we get fired up. I was thinking about this, and I was talking to somebody recently about this whole idea. Like in Southern California, we don't have floods, and we don't necessarily, well, some people do, but where I live, we don't. But we have earthquakes, right? And I remember back in my life being at work at a couple times when there were earthquakes. And I noticed the people that I thought would be the strongest kind of panicked and freaked out. You know, like they couldn't deal with the drama of an earthquake. But some of us, and I'm not trying to brag here, but some of us kind of walk through it, you know, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I think the more analytical you are, the easier it is in those certain situations, because you quickly go to solution mode. You flip into solution modes. Okay, so let me go. Have you ever noticed this in your life? Maybe you have a job interview or a plane to catch, and suddenly waking up at 6 in the morning doesn't feel quite so complicated. I remember when I was a kid, I'm reading the article, but I'm jumping my own stuff. You know, like the first day of school. You got up so early, like, I'm going to get up early. Or, like, you're going to Disneyland. Or you're going on vacation, right? It's the same thing. You're up, okay, before the alarm, right? because there's going to be something going on in your life, a little drama going on in your life. So your alarm goes off and you just get right out of bed. Maybe you wake up before the alarm. That's what I did. You know, boom, you're awake. Okay, I'm ready for the trip. I'm going to make that plane. Got to go to wherever. Consider the last time something new and different was going on in your world. You were going to a concert after work or something you loved was coming, someone you loved was coming to town. But the point is, we like our emotions triggered, the excitement, the adrenaline, right? Isn't that adrenaline rush or that emotional rush when you know something's going to happen? So we get all excited and ready to do it, right? Okay, so have you ever noticed, and okay, blah, 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 okay, got to the part. Didn't make you feel more alert, more, didn't it make you feel more alert, more alive, and more awake throughout your day? Didn't you feel, kind of feel like you were on cloud nine? You love that emotion that goes with it, that love that emotion that goes with it. Is it human? Yeah, it is. So in that sense, if you use the word drama, that's how it applies there. Okay, I have a couple callers. We're talking about drama. I'm kind of into this subject. I find it very fascinating. I'm not using it the way that article the other day was talking about it, but I'm kind of framing it around the idea that it's good for us, but don't get stuck in it. Because if you get stuck in what you don't want, if you're stuck in the contrast, you don't move past the contrast, you'll never get to where you want because you're just going to bring that same drama back and back and back. Don't focus on it. Hello. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you, Cindy?
I am well, thank you.
So what's going on?
I was listening to your drama story.
Well,
I agree with all of the things that you've said.
You know, and sometimes you hear people say, "I hate drama," but that's kind of like you're missing the whole point. You like drama at some level. Because it gets you
that's
going.
Right, if you keep repeating it and talking about it.
The same old drama that you never liked in the first place, right?
Right.
it's like the boyfriend thing, you know, the bad boy, right? Well, that was drama, but, you know, okay. So what's going on with you today?
Not too much.
Not too much. So why did you call in if there's not too much going on? I'm kidding.
Well, I wanted to hear about the drama stuff because, I find myself throughout my life, you know, moving into that drama stuff and I try to release it a lot more quickly now.
Well, that's good. That's good. But it's the emotional connection to go with it, isn't it? It's that emotional kick that you get and then you realize, is it really good? Is this where I want to be or do I want to move on from here? You know,
it takes a long time to move out of the drama. I mean, that's the whole thing right there. Is once you get into it, sometimes you get hooked, connected to it. It's like trying to get rid of an old boyfriend, for example. You know, you just spend the next year talking about him, and it's like he's been gone for a year, and you're still talking about him. But yeah, I've enjoyed listening to your show. So I mean, I don't really have a question, but I was just listening.
Oh, okay.
And
let me see if I have anything messages for you anyway while you're on the horn,
okay.
Right? Just real quick.
Any more drama coming in?
Only if you create it is what I heard. First
That's
thing
right.
I heard was only if you create it. You can be drama. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's on your mother's side of the family. It's somebody on your mother's side of the family. Okay?
Okay.
It's like a great-grandmother. That's what it feels like. The energy feels like somebody, a woman, a mother's side of the family. And since you're on the subject, since we're on the subject of drama, your life in the future is pretty much going to be drama-free because you're past all that childishness, whatever that means.
Yeah, that I agree.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. You know, we're talking about it, so that's the message. Is you're pretty past, you know, you don't get hooked. You don't take the hook, the bait, right?
Right.
Yeah, if
people
a friend
try to
of
draw me in and I don't take it.
Yeah, a friend is trying to talk about, this person and my sister, and you just go, you know, wait a minute, I'm not going there anymore. You know, right?
Right.
So good. So
well,
yeah,
thank
you're
you
okay.
For the message.
You're
yeah.
okay. Yeah, you're okay. They're saying you're okay. You're pretty much drama free. You're not going to get hooked into it. You've learned your lessons pretty well. Okay?
Yes, thank you for confirming that.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye. So watch her go out and meet somebody that's just really and get hooked into someone. No, I'm kidding. We won't go there. We'll leave that one alone. I say that, and then all of a sudden tomorrow she'll meet. Oh, yeah, wow. Okay, I got a couple more calls. And, who am I talking to? Okay, so this has been holding. This 862 and 201, I think it's in that sequence. I think I got lost. I got lost here somehow, some way in all of this, in all different directions. Okay, hello. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie, what's going on, Jackie?
I missed the
are you
article.
Drama, are you drama
am
free
Am I
now?
Drama?
Free.
No, I'm not drama free right now, and I can't stand drama. The only drama that I like is if it's in a miniseries, like, you know, Game of Thrones or something on TV, I don't like to be in a
series. Yeah, Game of Thrones. Yeah, see, that's drama. That's pure drama, isn't it? Game of Thrones.
Right.
I've been watching it. I've been catching up on it. So, yeah, it's
right.
You're kind of going, what's going to happen to this person? What's going to happen to that person? And are they going to live? Are they going to survive? We love that stuff, don't we?
Yes, when it's the other person, but not if you're in the middle of it. You don't want to be in the middle of it.
Well, see, here's the trick. Here's the trick, and this is what I'm getting from spirit, and it's kind of an interesting thing, is that we have to avoid transference. We can't think too much about the drama, even as we're watching the drama on TV and movies, because we end up thinking too much about it, and we manifest that in our lives. So we have to let it go. Okay, that was fun. Yeah, okay, now I'm letting it go. That's not what I want. Right?
Yeah.
So what's going on with your life? I got a couple minutes. I got a couple other callers to take.
I just want to see if you were getting any messages. A lot is going on. And,
in general.
And it's been dramatic. It's been drama-filled.
This is a male energy, and I don't know who this is. A male energy. Your father's still alive?
No, he's not.
Could be your father. And what I get is, you know, it's the analogy of the pie. Don't try to eat the whole pie at once. You don't try to get through all this at one time. Pick the easiest parts first. Take care of this one piece at a time. Eat the pie one piece at a time, and you'll get through this. Don't get overwhelmed by it, okay?
Okay.
They'll help you. Your family, their non-physical family, your spirit family, will help you pick the pieces first that you need to deal with, the pieces of the pie. But you need to start deciding, okay, Father, which piece should I eat first or take care of first? Because once you do that, the domino effect's going to happen in your life, okay? Boom, 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 boom. But ask for guidance on the first piece to take care of, okay?
Yes, and that's what I do.
Okay, and you'll get there. And that's the advice. I mean, that's very simple, but you feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, because, like you said, that I should, you know, not allow transference to take place in terms of, you know, having it attached to me, but
the other thing I was talking about today, which I haven't got to and I probably won't have time to get to, is humor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When something starts, when you start to kind of pick up on the stories and stuff, whatever is coming, break it up with humor. Find something to laugh at. Find something to swear. Use humor to break up that energy. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Find something that's really funny. If you're watching something serious and it's all dramatic and drama's coming on your life, find, you know, like I was reading this article, stand-up comedians are really good at breaking down drama and seeing how ridiculous they are. You know what I mean?
And, you know, I was just dealing with a stand-up comedian today. I guess maybe they're living in another world. I don't know. The mindset is a little different. And it was kind of funny.
On
it was
the stage,
more sarcastic.
On the stage, on the stage, they're one thing. But in person, I had a good friend who's a stand-up comedian, a fellow psychic, and he used to tell us horror stories about other stand-up comedians. So on the stage, they're funny, but in real life, they can be, like, really difficult, right? So you can find them funny, but you can't get – see, then they get caught – then he gets you caught in their personal drama, and you don't want to go there, right?
Right, yes, definitely, because whether they're stand-up comedians or not, you know, life isn't a joke, you know. Reality
right.
is reality.
So, but you can use the energy of humor to break the other thing, break the spell.
Right,
okay.
I agree. I agree.
Okay, I'm going to let you know. I got some other calls. But, yeah,
Thank you. You're
going to be in a good place. Just eat the pie a little bit at a time, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Yeah, that's the thing about humor. Humor can help us to get through situations, to break up the drama, to put drama in its place, and put situations to laugh at a situation and laugh at ourselves sometimes will help us to be drama-free or to have a different attitude about our drama. So let me take another call. I got about one more call. Ooh, whether you are, almost lost you.
Hello.
You almost went away.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
And whom am I speaking to?
Yes, my name is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California.
Yeah, I know Woodland Hills. I kind of lived near there at one time. Lived in Encino. I know the area well.
Yeah.
Almost bought a Pilates studio in Woodland Hills. So, okay.
Wow.
Okay, so what's going on?
My life is in a bit of turmoil right now.
Yeah,
so,
I was getting that energy of there's some drama going on in your life right now. We're talking about drama today. You got some drama. You got people pulling at you from different directions, right?
Yes. So I was hoping to get a reading or message from the other side, whether it be spirit guides or loved ones, with some guidance or
okay, what's the main where's the main area of your concern in life?
My home life, my family.
So what's wrong with your family?
Well, I'm about to be going through a divorce, and
there's
some
We'll leave it at the divorce. Because that's the whole energy is all around. It's the turbulence in the future of what's going to happen with this, and will everybody come out of it in a sane place, right?
Yes.
Well, I guess the answer is yes. No, I mean, I'm not trying to be jokey about it, but that's what I get. I mean, I'm getting it from a female energy. It feels like a great-grandmother. She's a very wise woman, okay? Did you ever, and it could be a spirit guide, did you have any background in Native American customs and practices?
Not in this life. I have been reading, you know, a little bit, but not much.
But I am interested. That's the connection. So whoever this is has a very Native American spirit. So it may not be a relative so much, but it might even be somebody from a past life, but they're watching over you, kind of steering you a little bit in a direction which is good for your soul. Okay?
Okay.
That's cool. You're getting steered. You're getting guided. You're not drugged.
Okay.
Not being pulled along, but just kind of like nudged in certain directions. So you're being nudged in the way of tranquility as to your family life. So you're being, it'll get there. You're getting on that road of tranquility as in your family life. It's going to unfold, and by September of this year, you're going to feel much more at peace in everything around you.
Okay.
The main person that you're really concerned about, who's the main person? It doesn't feel like it's your aunt.
My children.
Yeah, because it doesn't feel like...
The children
feel
that
like,
still live at home.
Yeah.
My youngest two, more specifically.
How old is youngest?
The youngest is 12, and the next after that is 14.
Yeah, I got 12. That's kind of interesting how spirit works sometimes. You know, 12-year-olds are very impressionable years, but I'm really getting that this 12-year-old will see the light or see the clarity or see the truth in the situation. Okay?
Yes, I believe he does.
Really will get the truth in the situation and will come through this, and the anger will pass. The anger will mm-hmm. pass. Because there's mm-hmm. a lot of anger right now. Okay?
Yeah.
And it will pass. And it's going to take some time, and it's got a few months. He needs somebody who he can console in who's not a family member. Maybe a therapist, maybe somebody, a friend, you know, whatever. But he'll come through it. And the anger will dissipate because he's really getting clarity on who did what to whom.
Yes.
And also the impression it's not really any one person's fault.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the cluster thing, you know. It's a cluster thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so, my 14-year-old she's just out of control.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of it has to do with anger. Of
the
trauma, situation.
It's trauma time.
Yeah.
She especially needs help. Okay?
Yes.
She especially needs help. And she'll get it. She'll get it.
Okay.
The funny thing about it, in the long run, we're looking down the road a little ways here. In the long run, she'll be stronger than all of you. She's gone to the deepest depths of hell, let's use that word, and she'll come out of it and be the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
She will not be buried by this, but she'll actually fly. She'll do the phoenix thing. Okay? Boom, done.
Yes.
Good place. She'll be in a good place. Okay?
Good.
Take care.
Good. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Namaste.
Thank you. That was fun. That was kind of an interesting show. So I get to talk a little bit about humor, which I wanted to do, which was kind of cool. What do you guys think? I'm thinking about doing a Sunday morning show. It'd be like a half hour. It'd be more spiritually minded, not so much readings per se, but more about spiritual ideas. Kind of like George takes church to you in the mornings, on Sunday mornings, for about a half hour. What do you think? I'll get your input. Yes, no, maybe, I don't know, whatever. Get back to me. And I'd like to do that. I'd like to do something that's kind of inspirational and a little bit of motivational, more so than what we've been doing here, which is kind of fun. I love talking to you people. I love talking to dead people and getting messages from dead people. They're so much fun. Love you guys. And I will be back on Monday. I don't think I'll do Sunday this week. Who knows what I'm going to do, right? Kind of a whim of the moment. Bye.